So we just saw Jesus and this woman at the well interacting over water and the living water, and Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit and a fountain inside of you giving forth this life, and her taking it as physical water coming from the well, and this confusion there, similar to what had happened with Nicodemus. And then suddenly in verse 16, Jesus takes it from talking about water to suddenly talking about her husband. And it's kind of this jarring change of the conversation. Jesus says in verse 16, Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." So he's telling this woman at the well, go get your husband and come back here. Well, they just were talking about water. So what? Why is he telling her to go get her husband and to come back here? And then the woman answers him and says, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." And so Jesus knows all about her past and her secret life that she might be living right now, in that she does not have a husband right now. And so Jesus wasn't saying this to trick her or to poke fun at her. And remember, it's just the woman at the well with Jesus. All of his disciples are off collecting food or are off in the city, and so it looks like it is just the two of them there. And so he's making this what seems to be an awkward transition of go and get your husband, because he's exposing one, her sin in this instance, but also he's exposing her deep desire for something. It's a deep thirst that she has, that she's looking for. So we saw at the beginning she's talking about this water of, oh, I want to drink this water that you're talking about so I don't have to come here and fill my pitcher anymore. But instead of that water, that thirst that he's talking about, she has even a deeper desire and a deeper thirst that she's looking to fulfill somewhere else. And she's tried to fulfill this longing and this desire by going through five husbands and at least one other man that she's living with who is not her husband. And so she is trying to find true love and true happiness. She's trying to fulfill this desire by going off and seeking all of these men. And it's very obvious that none of these men are actually fulfilling that desire that she has, as she just continues to work through all of these men. And that is what Jesus is exposing here, is, I know your life. I know the sin that you have. I know that you're living with a man who's not your husband, and that you've had five husbands before. I know this. I know you are seeking something that you cannot fulfill in these men. And so he's exposing this not to condemn her right then and there, but to expose this need that she has. And it ties right back to the need for this living water that only Jesus can provide. So there is this desire, but Jesus is the only one who can fulfill this desire that she has. And we're going to see that she declares that, oh, I think you're a prophet. And then Jesus actually talks about at the very end that he is the one who was coming, the Messiah, the one who would fulfill all desires, fulfill all needs. But right here, he's exposing this to, one, gain the authority in her life that he knows about her and what she is doing, and two, to expose her life and to expose this great need that she has, and to show that it's not just a need for physical water, it's not just a need for not coming back to collect water from a well and drink, but that it is a need for a deeper relationship, a deeper love that she could not fulfill in any of these men, but that it can only be fulfilled in Jesus. And so this is good for us to look through and understand when we're reading the scripture and to see how do we live like this woman here? Where are we going to seek after things that are not of God? Where are we living in sin, exposed sin, secret sin? Where are we living against God's law, where we are trying to find fulfillment, and where are we trying to find love and acceptance that's outside of God and outside of God's created order? And so we can look introspectively, look at ourselves. Where are we failing to meet God's law? Where are we failing to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, strength, like the first four commandments? And where are we failing to love our neighbor as ourselves, like the last six commandments? Where are we failing to uphold God's law and his design for how we should live as we seek something that is not him? And how can we be corrected, either by ourselves, by reading God's word, by members of our family or our church family? Where can we be pulled back to reorient our lives, reorient our worship to the only thing that matters, the only one who can actually provide for us? And that is Jesus. So let us use a story like today, an account like today of Jesus with this woman at the well, and bring that back into our lives and see where are we deviating from God's order, and where can we be reminded in our own lives that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that we have to go through him and him alone for true thirst quenching, true ability to overcome sin. And the only one who can provide that way is through Jesus. So let us turn to him. Let us run to him today.